This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
Teams are going to look at this roster and say, okay, you had a good month. Can you do it again? Right? How consistent can you actually be, Michael Bush? Can you be a 950 OPS guy for the rest of the season? And if he can, the Cubs have a really good player at first base.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Can I ask y'all something?
That's why you're here.
Why do we still do that? Do we gotta do that to guys anymore? We've jumped the shark on the whole, oh, Bron or Jordan.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score.
We love having Russ Dorsey in studio, and we are already giggling at what happened last week as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Marshall Harris is off today. Dan Wiederer is in, and I love when we can overlap sports discussion and overlap Tribune writers just a skosh. What did we figure out there time-wise, guys?
I was there freshly-ish out of college 2018. And then I left in 2019 to go to MLB.com.
Small overlap.
Yeah.
Small overlap. Okay. I'm glad we settled that because I met you when you were working for the Tribune.
Yes. I didn't know Dan. Dan didn't know me. I was a small fish in a big pond. I'm still a small fish.
I never came to the pond because I was always up in Lake Forest.
Right. Isn't that amazing that you can work at the same place?
Actually,
you work
I was at the
with
Tribune?
Other people more than you work with your
100%.
Actual coworkers.
I was at the Tribune when they were in this building.
Yeah, this was a good office here.
It was really nice.
I honestly wish it still existed because you could get stuff done there. Like in the days I didn't want to work from home, you could just come in,
absolutely,
find a little spot and rock and roll. That I don't even know if anything's in that space anymore. Is there?
I don't think so. I feel lucky because I worked at the Tribune when they were here, and then I was the last person because I was doing GA and Agate. And for everybody out there, it's very newspapery inside baseball. Agate is like when you put in the scores, you see the box scores in the paper and all that fill in the middle before you get to the stuff that Dan and back then Casey was writing in the paper, Callie's other paper. And so then I worked at Tribune Tower and I was the last person to walk out of there.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Like, I have the video photos? On my phone.
Wow.
And it's like really cool.
It still makes me sad walking past that building and realizing it's just a place that people live.
It's condominiums now. That's wild.
There are some shops. There's like a place where you can get your ear pierced. There's Blue Bottle, which I refuse to go to because it's so expensive. There's a few places.
Russ, my thought was that if people were going to move in there, that they had to keep like the old stained raggedy carpet that had been there for like 98 years.
Tattered carpet.
Just for the history.
It's really cool to have worked at the, like I've been lucky enough to work at both papers in the city, to be in that building that had so much history and kind of work your way up in the business. Starting there was sick. Mm. Do I recommend that these days? No, because the business has changed so much. But it was like a really cool experience as a kid that grew up in the city.
No, that's the goal, right? If you're lucky, you start in Market 3. That was certainly not my case, and I grew up in Market 5, so I get it. Like, at what point, you said you were in Raleigh or outside of Raleigh, Dan, for 7 years. So at what point did you get a role with the Tribune where you start to move up?
I went from Raleigh to Minnesota. was covering the Vikings in Minneapolis and then came here in 2013. So my first day on the Bears beat was the Monday of week one in 2013. So like you talk about like hitting the ground running, like Rich Camel and I started on the same day, by the way. We're beat partners, started on the same day, did not know each other, and off we went.
How about that?
That is something. So then I picked it up in October of 2015.
Okay.
And that's when I got here. So I was reading you guys from the outside. And then Rich would be on Sports Talk Live a lot on NBC Sports Chicago. So that kind of puts it all together. Also, for the person who texted, did you ever address Dan's article? Did the Bears surround Caleb with enough? No, we've gone on too many tangents. So we're actually going to do that in the next segment for you, because I know Russ has Bears thoughts too. We sprayed all fields on this show. Let's start with the team that is. Cubs offense just continues to do work. We talked about their success in opening games of the series a bit with Ian Happ, which is statistically interesting.
Yeah.
That they've won six straight series openers. I know you study randomness in baseball a lot, but I do feel like whatever they're doing as a hitting group with a plan, it is working.
They're prepared, right? Like you watch Cubs games from day to day, and you know, this is something that fans always talk about, is sometimes when guys aren't hitting, it's like they're going up there with no plan. Now, I've been in baseball long enough to know that guys have a plan, and baseball's really hard sometimes. But I think when it comes to what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack pitchers on a day-to-day basis, they're going up there saying, all right, we're going to make pitchers work. They do that. They're one of the leaders in baseball in walks. They're getting on base at a crazy high clip. Yes, they're hitting the ball of the ballpark, but I think as a team, they've done a really good job of saying, this is what their message is to the hitters, and the hitters are taking that information and saying, got it, and doing that from game to game to game to game to game, despite the fact they played really good baseball teams. The San Francisco Giants are a really good baseball team,
yeah.
Right? Like, this just goes to what we've been talking about for the first month of the season, where you play that NL West, where they might have three playoff teams in that division, and the Cubs have played all of those teams in the first month plus of the season and had a lot of success. So from an offensive standpoint, I look at the Cubs as being a team that can sustain their offense and can sustain what we've been seeing, because it's not just about slug. Right? Like, what's been the big complaint about Cubs offenses for the last couple of years, back when it was, you know, Bryant and Rizzo and Baez and Schwarber? Like, if it wasn't homers and that team went cold, they weren't hitting. Like,
right?
This team is not built that way.
No, it's a truly diversified lineup.
Yeah.
Which is what we're finally seeing. It's one thing to talk about it, but you're seeing it 1 through 9.
You're getting power production out of guys who aren't your prototypical power hitters, right. Which is really good, because the offensive profile is diversified. Where it's like, hey, we're just going to death by 1,000 cuts you, and we're going to have 10 singles and then throw an extra base hit in there. Oh, we've scored 3 runs in an inning. I think that's a really good way to operate, because when you have one of those boom or bust offenses, it's fun when you're booming, but when you're not going well and those balls aren't flying out the yard, you know, now you're losing a lot of 3-1 games.
One of the guys they're getting power from is PCA, and I'm just curious what your outlook is on what he has done to start this season, coupled with the idea that the dude is just such a unique, dynamic, vibrant personality that seems to add, you know, exponential fun to the equation.
One of the best athletes in all of Major League Baseball. And I remember the day I was on the Cubs beat when they traded for PCA. And I had a executive say that this was the best prep player that he saw when PCA was drafted. And tools off the charts. And now you're seeing that translate. And for a guy that was a defense first guy, had some injuries early in his minor league career, got through those. And you always knew the bat was going to be the last thing to develop. The athleticism was there. The speed was there. The defense was there. Like, when he came up, it's like, this is a gold glove caliber outfielder. You're seeing that, because by the metrics and the eye test, he's the best center fielder in all of Major League Baseball. And now you're seeing how, as he matures body-wise, as you know, he's maturing and seeing Major League pitching, the bat's coming around. I don't think the Cubs thought that he would develop into the type of offensive player that he's been right now.
Right.
And who knows if it stays at this level, but the fact that it's not just slapping the ball around.
It's like, in there, right?
There's like damage, right? Like, he's hitting the ball 9 homers. He has more homers than some of the big boppers in Major League Baseball. And so that tells you about the type of player he is and why he said, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself and not sign an extension right now.
No, I mean,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start.
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Makes sense. It's funny because Mark Grody was in for Marshall yesterday, and Grody and I had a bit of a conflicting discussion when it came to the approach that PCA has right now. I think the home runs are a result of timing because he's relaxed. He says, nah, he's swinging for stuff. Some of the balls in the low part of the strike zone, that would indicate that that's the case. But I feel like it's more for him right now that he feels like he's seeing that, and that's what he's going to try to make contact with. I want to know what you two think, too.
Dan, you want to go first?
You go for it.
I think when you have a young player, when you get to the big leagues, you don't know just how good guys are yet, right? And then you're seeing major league pitching, and it's like, yeah, this ain't AAA no more. Like, this is Iowa. And you have a full offseason where it's like, all right, I'm going to be the center fielder. Like, I know I'm going to be on the big league club. And talking to guys around the game, that takes so much pressure off when you're not working to try to make the team.
Yeah.
And then you can just lock in on being a better version of yourself from year one to year two. And I think with PCA, I think it's one of the things with confidence. Like, when you're feeling really good, you're like, oh, you can't get me out. And you know you can't get me out. And I'm feeling good about myself. I'm looking to do damage and jump the yard on you. And he's one of those types of players, like, when he's going right, he feels really good and really confident, and that confidence comes out in those at-bats.
I felt like the confidence really broke through at the end of last year, and that was a significant stretch where he could see it. And to your point, like, this is a guy that when he's feeling good about himself, everyone in the stadium knows he's feeling good about himself. And I think there is like a multiplier effect to that, to having that vibe of like, you can just feel it. Like, this guy's feeling it, I feel it, my teammates feel it, the opponent feels it.
And it's one of the things about being a crazy athlete in baseball where it's not just at the plate, right? Yeah. He can affect the game on the bases, as we saw last night. He can affect it defensively. So he could go 0-for with 3 punch outs, and I can still swipe 2 bags.
Yeah.
I can still go and make a diving catch or catch this ball that nobody else in Major League Baseball can catch. That's one of the big advantages that you have as an electric player. And like you mentioned, everybody in the ballpark feels that he's raising the roof when he gets on base, which is awesome. He wears hoop earrings, which is awesome in Major League Baseball. Like, you have a guy that is very swaggy, and you're looking for guys like that. Like, it's not just the same old type of dude.
Right.
And I think for a Cubs team that has been looking for, how do we get our next core? Who is the next guys that fans on the north side in Wrigleyville can wear their jersey? They're going to be selling a lot of PCA jerseys this year.
100%.
No, I feel like that's the case. I die laughing at the Nico and the PCA dabbing and raising the roof, ironically. And I'm like, I know you guys are mocking your elders here, and I get it. But I need you to understand with which you are being ironic right now.
Dabbing in 2025 makes me laugh.
I mean, the whole, it's so dramatic. The way, have you seen it? Like, when Nico was like, and dab. Like, it's like the arm waits in it. I'm like, this is a 4-second move that you just busted out at second base.
I'm a big fan of the raising the roof because it seems like one of the moves that can go from generation to generation. Like, it doesn't necessarily get old. And
And when it's a cool guy doing it, you're like, right, you can do it.
You see his face. You know that that is not. No, that is he is mocking us.
And now you got fans doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he homers and everybody's raising the roof. He's rounding second base. Bullpens get involved. Guys, like,
that's why I talk about the fun factor of that whole thing, right?
And like, when you're winning,
yes,
as Ozzie Guillen always says, fun is winning and winning is fun.
Truer words have never been spoken. As somebody who observes all of baseball, and this is a very biased question I'm asking you, who's got a more electric offense right now than the Cubs?
Nobody, to me. And I think the data pack backs that up too, right? Like there's nothing, if you go to MLB.com or Baseball Reference and you go to the team statistics for batting and you go from average to on base to slug to run scored to stolen bases to walks, the Cubs are either number one, number two, or number three in all of those statistics. That tells you they're a really good baseball team, especially offensively. I think the big thing now for the Cubs is now as we get to the month of May and you start taking a knock to that depth, right? You lose a guy like a Justin Steele for the year. Now Shota Imanaga goes on the IL and it seems like it's going to be a longer than 2-week IL stint, right? Now we get to Memorial Day without your two best starting pitchers. Where are the Cubs at, right? Like, are you relying on having to score 6 or 7 runs a game to win ball games? The benefit they have, they play the best teams in baseball already. And so now you still haven't played the Marlins and the Rockies and the teams that you can whoop up on, the White Sox. That's coming up here soon. And so that kind of softens the blow. But you're still going to need some of that depth that you have down there in the big leagues and down there at AAA to kind of come through because the trade market just hasn't opened up yet.
So put the proper frame around the Shota injury, what it means short term, and how they find the survival troubleshooting here for the next month.
Yeah, like it's not like a, oh, he's going down with Tommy John. Now you've lost your two best starters for the year. Dan, it's great that you're here for a soft tissue injury. You know how hamstrings work, where it's like, hey, it could be 3 weeks, but they're tricky sometimes, and that could end up being a 6-week injury. Like, from what the Cubs are saying, they seem like it's going to be on the shorter end of the 3 to 6 week timeline.
You're talking to a guy who has like 6-year injuries than me.
So you go down.
Could be 3 weeks, could be 6 years. I don't know.
But I think for a team that has already started to go through some of that depth, and they've gotten really good production from their rotation. You know, Colin Ray has been really good for them. The big question is, when do they pull the trigger on Cade Horton,
right?
Their top pitching prospect, who's been tearing it up down there in AAA. And you know, I was at the ballpark yesterday when Jed Hoyer was like, hey, he's been pitching really well. And it's a guy that's coming off an injury, just didn't pitch a ton last year. So they want to make sure he gets innings and, you know, it's a softer landing in the big leagues than it is at AAA. Like, you can make mistakes at AAA that you can't make in the big leagues. Like, mistakes become 3-run homers in
that's
the big
it.
Leagues. So, yeah, I think that's the question now for the Cubs is, like, how do we sustain for the next 4 weeks without our best starting pitcher?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.